USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal.
Mississippi Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson on ABC's This Week says Democrats' objections are more about how the president is characterizing the idea of a physical barrier on the southern border.
Well, I don't think Democrats are opposed to any physical barriers. It's just the president constantly evolves his description of the wall, just as he indicated Mexico was going to pay for whatever was there.
Thompson is on the House Homeland Security Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Four members of one Oregon family was killed last night in their home. The suspect was shot by law enforcement as he was trying to kill his daughter. Clackamas County Sheriff Sergeant Brian Jensen.
Five dead, including the suspect. The deceased range in age from an infant to like a retirement age, mid to late 60s. The two survivors, one is a child and the other is an adult female. The suspect is a male adult in his 40s.
The Superblood Wolf Moon gets its name because it's the first full moon in January, and wolves howl more at this moon because it's during their breeding season. This eclipse happens during the full moon, and it's closer to the Earth as well, making it a supermoon. The Earth's shadow will appear a rusty red color on the moon's surface. It's the last one we'll see in North America for a few years. The eclipse will begin just before midnight on the East Coast and 9 p.m. in the West. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Researchers that swam with one of the largest great whites ever recorded are using their experience to help push for legislation that would protect sharks in Hawaii. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ocean Ramsey, a shark researcher and conservationist, told the Associated Press that she encountered the 20-foot shark Tuesday near a dead sperm whale off Oahu.
There were, I would say, about 15 random people who had jumped in the water near a dead whale carcass. I saw her heading over there. We headed over there. And as a matter of public safety, I put myself between those inexperienced people who were in these bright colored things, which were obviously catching her eye, and I gently deterred her.
Ramsey said she's been pushing for a bill that would ban the killing of sharks and rays in Hawaii for several years and hopes this year the measure will actually become law. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The spy whose top accomplishment was the basis of the Hollywood film Argo is dead. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Ben Affleck had portrayed him in Argo. Tony Mendez died on Saturday at an assisted living center in Frederick, Maryland at the age of 78. Mendez was a 25-year veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency and the man who did disguise himself as an Irish filmmaker to smuggle six State Department employees out of Tehran during the Iranian hostage crisis. That success became the real-life event that inspired the Oscar-winning film. Mendez suffered from Parkinson's disease in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.